We have a wonderful selection of players coming from 16 different countries descending on Bega on July the 3rd.
How did the club manage to get such a fantastic tournament down here?
Well, we've been working on this for about 4 or 5 years. The previous president, Dennis Curtis, and I had a conversation probably 5 or 6 years ago about how we could build our local tournament. And from there, it's simply grown and grown. And what we want to do is showcase to people that although we live in a rural community, we don't have to limit what we can do as far as sporting events are concerned. So we targeted a Professional Squash Association tournament. We achieved that. We doubled our prize money. And we've constantly worked with Squash Australia. And eventually, we got the nod for the national titles.
Okay, so what does this mean for the courts at the Bega Country Club? A bit of a spruce up?
Oh, yes, absolutely. As you can imagine, we've been out there and we've painted them all and we've patched the front walls and things like that, because the truth of the matter is, although our facility is very, very good, we've been compared with brand new squash facilities, all glass walls, etc., etc. We simply don't have that. That is a limitation, but we haven't allowed that to lower our sights. We've pitched ourselves at the highest level. We really can't do any more than what we're doing. We only have the 4 courts, but in the fullness of time, who knows? Something might happen with our facilities. We might get some new courts.
But obviously that has not been detrimental to your application, as they've announced that you will be holding it, which is great.
Which is great. And beyond that, we are in negotiations with Squash Australia to hold the national titles beyond 2019. And they have said to us that they're happy with our application and they will attend the Australian Open this year. And if we perform well, then they will offer it to us for 2020, and with a proviso that we can have an option on 2021, which is fantastic, so we can build the tournament. And that's it's not so much a plan. We're going to assess how it goes ourselves and determine how we can improve it and if we want to go forward with that.
Look, it's just great for the sport in the regions. I don't know how the club is going, but I know growing up in Melbourne and Canberra, squash was very big on our sporting agenda. My mother was a good player and I followed and played as well and was coached in Canberra. But then there were clubs disappearing and squash courts disappearing, and never quite sure if the sport was actually going to survive.
There have been numerous rule changes, and what's happened is that the landscape for squash in Australia has been really tough, and it's exactly what you said. We've lost facilities, we've lost players, etc., etc. But on the world stage, squash has gone from strength to strength. So if you look at the Australian Open here in Bega, we have one player in the men's top 10. We have people from nine countries in the top 10. The only country that's represented twice is France. So we've got two French boys coming. On the women's draw, the top 2 seeds are from Malaysia. The 3rd and 4th seed are both from Hong Kong. And then we've got 3 Australian girls. It's a truly an international sport. And what's going to happen here in Australia is that we'll hit rock bottom. Maybe we've already hit it. And then people will start to rejuvenate the sport. And I think here in Bega, we're probably at the forefront of that. We've surprised a lot of people by what we've been able to do, and we want to continue on that agenda and our facilities. Now, we have lost courts in Marimbula, and Bega Valley Shire Council is working on replacing those courts, and if we can inject some new facilities into the valley, I'm sure we can take it to the next level.
And perhaps the icing on the cake would be to get Australia's most legendary sports star, Heather Mackay, all the way from Queanbeyan to Bega for the gig.
That would be exceptional. Now, all your listeners, they should be aware that in some people's opinion, including my own, Heather Mackay is the greatest athlete in any sport of any era. We're talking about someone that went, I believe it was 19 years, maybe 17 years, undefeated. There is no other record in sport like it. And, you know, we talk about great tennis players, and, you know, they won a Grand Slam, 4 majors in 1 year. We're talking about Heather, someone who went 17-odd years undefeated. And if you look at her record in those years, very few players took a game off her. No one took a match. Very few took even a game off her. So this is totally unprecedented. I've never seen anything like it. And I think we have a will. And it is quite amazing that you know, I, like I've said, I think the greatest athlete of all time. And yet her profile is so low.